Yeah, he's got to be here. Here he comes.
Now the prisoner wearing a black sweater, he has changed from his T-shirt, is being moved out toward an armored car. Being led out by Captain Fritz. There is the prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense?
What?
There's a shot.
Oswald has been shot.
Oswald has been shot. A shot rang out. Mass confusion here. All the doors have been locked. Holy mackerel. A shot rang out as he was led into his car. The shot, there's a mass confusion there. Rolling and fighting. As he was being led out, now he's being led back. He was thrown to the ground. The police have the entire area blocked off. Everybody stay back. Is the yell. Did you see it?
Eh?
What happened?
Yeah, I saw the guy. There's a man, a rather stocky man with a hat on. A dark...
Stocky man with a hat on?
Yeah, he crashed and he shot him there. And I saw the flash and the Oswald said, oh, and that's it.
Oswald doubled over. There was a big struggle on the ground. Just a moment earlier, I had, no doubt foolishly, jumped in front of him to get in the last question, to ask him what happened, whether he had anything to say in his defense, and then a split second later, the shot rang out.
I thought he was one of the detectives. You know, he had a hat, right. Stucky was well dressed. That's what I remember.
Had you seen him before? Had you seen him before?
I think he had his hat. There were none of us in this area.
One of the wildest scenes I've ever seen. Let me see if I can reconstruct it. Lee Harvey Oswald was coming out in a garage in the police headquarters at Dallas. He was being led out by Captain Fritz, who had been interrogating him for 2 days. He was wearing a black sweater. There were a mass of reporters and cameramen. We were all lined up. I was directly opposite Oswald. And as Oswald came out, I leaped forward and I said, do you have anything to say in your defense? Immediately after that, the shot rang out. There was a man posing as a reporter in the crowd here. Somehow he got in. Somehow he got through the police protection and police cordons. And now an ambulance is being rushed in here. Here is the ambulance. Screaming red lights. People, policemen.
I saw the guy.
Let me get back over here. An ambulance has arrived. They are rushing a mobile stretcher in. Oswald was carried back into the hallway. Here is young Oswald now. He is being hustled in. He is lying flat. To me, he appears dead. There is a gunshot wound in his lower abdomen. He is white. Pull the top down there, yelling.
Here's the driver. Let the driver by.
Oswald, white, lying in the ambulance. His head is back. He is out, unconscious. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher. And now the ambulance is moving out. The flashing red lights. Detective hopped in. Oswald rushed out of here. Tremendous struggle on the ground. As Oswald doubled up, now he's off to the hospital, Parkland Hospital, we believe. Here are some police officials. Who was he?
Jack Ruby is the name.
Jack Ruby?
Ruby. Carousel Club.
He runs the Carousel Club? He handed me that card the other day. He was in...
What did he say?
He was in the carousel... He was in the headquarters here.
This gentleman knows more about it than I did.
I know him.
What did
there
he say?
It is. I got a card from him the other day. There he is. Jack Ruby. Is this him? Carousel Club?
That's him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Ruby. I see him around here.
Are you sure of that?
He's been what did he say, Chief? Who's going to give a complete briefing on this?
Chief Curry, head office on the third floor. Right. As soon as we can get it on.
That's true, Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby, who We noticed the other day he was hanging around the police headquarters. Apparently he's very well known here. And he was in the offices and mingling around, and now, so we understand, he has shot Oswald.
Holy mackerel.
One of the most sensational developments in this already fantastic case.